have missionaries with us. And this morning, at this time, we're going to have Brother Needham come. And he is going to give us his story of his coming to Christ and how the Lord led him to the field of missions. And he has a great testimony. He's only going to be able to give us a shortened version, but it's exciting. Praise the Lord.
I'll read a couple verses out of Psalm 139. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. It utterly astounds me the length to which God will go to bring a person to the point where he can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Barbara and I grew up in Butler County, Iowa, northern part of the state. She grew up in a little town of 100 people, and I grew up on a farm. And that's my heritage. Goes back several generations on the farm there. Barbara and I met in 4-H when we were in high school. She was 16, I was 17. It's interesting, one of the first conversations that we had, we discovered that we each had an interest in doing something overseas someday. And we didn't know about missionaries. We didn't know about missions. We weren't interested in that. We attended churches. She attended a church and I attended a church, but those churches didn't have missionaries come through. In fact, those churches were not faithful in preaching the gospel. We did not know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. We got married not long after high school. We went through college together and worked for a while, and then I bought a farm not far from my dad's place up in northern Iowa, and we were raising corn and soybeans and hogs and cattle and kids, and figured that's where we'd spend the rest of our lives. And God had something very different in mind. Along the way, I met a man who I had shared with him my interest in doing something overseas someday, and he said, there is an opportunity for you to go overseas and teach farmers how to raise livestock. And I thought that sounded really interesting. So we leased out our farm and signed a 3-year contract to go to a place we had never heard before, or never heard of before, a place called Cameroon, Africa. And we got over there in January of 1980 and spent 3 years there. And once I got there, you know, you hear people talking about culture shock. And I went into culture shock. I got there and realized I'd made the biggest mistake I'd ever made in my life. And retreated into the house that was provided for me there. 2-3 days, I wouldn't come out. And I finally realized, well, I got myself in this situation. This is what I'm supposed to do, so I guess I better start doing it. And began to get some farmers together and teach them how to raise livestock and all that. But God was just in this the whole time. I had no clue of his working in my life whatsoever. But he arranged that the first week that we were in Cameroon, I met the first missionary I'd ever met in my life. I was 28 years old. And he was so kind and friendly to us. His wife was too. They invited us to a weekly missionary Bible study. We were interested in going to that because we were just kind of wanting to be around some other Americans over there in a foreign land. And so we started going to that Bible study, started spending quite a bit of time with my friend who is a missionary pilot, or was at that time. And I just admired his life. I admired his marriage, his family. And I just realized so many things that he had in his life were lacking in mine, but I didn't know what the difference was. And I realized he was a man who loved the Lord, he loved the Word of God, and here I was, a guy in church all the time. I'm supposed to be doing that too. And I began to ask him questions, and he was a very humble and quiet sort of a fellow, but he would listen to my questions. He'd open up the Bible and give me answers to those questions, something I'd never encountered before in my life. And came across a verse. In fact, I was watching a film that was put together in Africa, a gospel film, and the verse in there was given Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I just began to put two and two together and realize my friend has such a belief in the Word of God. I didn't. I didn't believe it was true. I thought Genesis was full of fairy tales and all that. But I saw that he got his strength and his faith from the Word of God. I thought, well, maybe I better at least try to read it. And so I did. I read the Word of God all the way through. And the more I read it, the more I realized I was searching for truth. And I read Christian books and continued to attend this this Bible study and was reading tracts. And one evening, sitting there in my house, I read a little booklet that presented the gospel. And I realized at that point in time I was a sinner, that I was lost. All of my religious activities and church attendance and trying to do good and all this was for naught in God's eyes, because the Bible says all our righteous acts are as filth, all our righteousness is as filthiness in God's sight. And I got up out of my chair and I went out in the backyard and knelt down in the grass and looked up in the African sky and called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save me from my sins. And He did. He just changed my life. And my wife was saved at about the same time. And she and I began to grow together. We'd read the Bible together and just learned and grew. And our time came to leave Cameroon at the end of 3 years there and came back to the farm in Iowa and went back to the old church I was in and said, "Hey, I want you to baptize me. I got saved." Told that to the pastor. We spent some time together, come to find out that the pastor wasn't even saved. And I had all kinds, and I wasn't going to have an unsaved guy baptize me. And so we began attending every church in the county and several counties around and found a church where they're preaching the gospel. And we joined that church, got baptized, began to learn, began to grow. But you know, God was still working in our hearts very, very much at that point in time. Our intention was to spend the rest of our life on the farm. And that's what I wanted to do. I desperately wanted to do that, but the Lord was speaking to me. "Tom, you got saved out there. And there's all kinds of people out there that don't know the truth of the Word of God." And the Lord just wouldn't let me alone. And as time went on, I realized God wants us back there in Africa. We were walking down the road one day past the farm. Barb and I just taking a walk, watching the corn grow. That's what you do in Iowa. I guess you do it in Wisconsin too. And I said, "Barb, we don't belong here anymore. The Lord's calling us to go back to Africa." And the hardest thing I ever did in my life was to sell that farm. It's a long story. But sold that farm, ended up there in the mission field in Cameroon, January 1991. And we'll tell you more about it later, but just rejoice that God's seen fit to allow us to preach the gospel and see some souls get saved, see a number of churches get started. And I marvel. It was a joy in the young men's Sunday school class this morning just to tell them incident after incident after incident where God heard and God responded and God answered prayer in miraculous and marvelous ways and continues to do this as we wait expectantly upon Him.
Amen.